Today, I want to briefly share my thoughts on the current state of the property market. This comes after the Straits Times published this article titled, Resale Condo Taking Longer to Sell as Buyer Hold Back Amidst New Launches. In other words, resale condo listings are stuck and buyers are becoming more selective and may prefer a brand new property instead of an older resale unit. Am I right to interpret it this way? That said, the private resale condo market has already been moving very slowly since Q4 2024, as I mentioned in some of my earlier videos. This slowdown already happened since the start of 2025. So, why is this happening? If you can still recall, 2025 saw a wave of new launches entering the market. The take-up rate was surprisingly very strong. In many projects, there were more checks collected than available units for sale. Everyone was rushing into new launches, and at the same time, the resale market was largely being ignored, all thanks to sellers asking for even higher prices. This situation actually points us towards a bigger problem. Has the private property market reached a tipping point? Does that mean we have already seen the peak of the property cycle back in 2025? And is the first half of 2026 marked the beginning of a gradual slowdown in prices? Looking ahead, I can only come to two possible conclusions. Firstly, I believe that the UI Property Price Index or PPI will likely remain relatively flat for the next few quarters. We may see marginally increase or decrease of around 0.1%, depending on market condition. A key factor will be the pricing and take-up rate of new launches. If developers continue to push higher prices, it could naturally lift the overall PPI upwards. As mentioned, some new launches in 2027 going to touch 3,000 per square feet, from Kallang to Tanjong Rhu to Newton. Secondly, on the other hand, if more resale listings continue to sit on the market for a longer period of time, for some who cannot hold on anymore may eventually reduce their asking price or even sell below valuation. At such a situation, we can always say that one transaction at a lower price can be dismissed as an outlier. But if more and more of such transactions happen at this lower level, it will eventually point towards a decline in resale prices and put downward pressure on the overall URA PPI. In my opinion, one important factor how the property market will move depends on the labor market. As mentioned by Minister for Manpower, Mr. Tan Si Ling, Singapore labor market remains resilient even with an increase in retrenchment numbers. The big question is whether Singapore workforce can successfully pivot into an AI-driven economy. If Singapore continues to grow strongly in this new economy environment, this will support the property market and prices will continue to stay elevated. But if growth slow and the job market weakens, we could see a very different outcome. So, what do you think about the property market moving forward? Will price continue to chug ahead or will we see a period of stagnation? Kindly share your thoughts with me in the comment section below. Here, for those that watched until the end, let me share with you a lowbang. In today's market, there are good deals at bank auctions. Pay attention to them and you will be very grateful to me. That's all. Thank you for watching.